Blog Talk Radio.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Main Street Universe, the show reminding you that the mysteries and possibilities of the universe are closer to Main Street than you may have ever imagined. My name is Daniel Michael, and right after a very brief, short musical break, we'll be back. We got some people on the phones, and we'll open the lines and do some free readings. So, be right back in just a moment. This one is by Will Green, and it's Six Suns. Welcome back to Main Street Universe, and I'm kind of messing with the chat room here. I know I see one name in the chat room. That usually means we have one, but a lot of times when we do the show from the studio, our chat room fails, so I'm attempting to keep that thing going because I know chat is such an important part of the show, and yeah, the launch in the other window isn't working, so we'll try that again in a minute. Don't spend too much time with it now. And this evening we didn't have a particular topic, but we are opening the phone lines to do some readings. And I see this chat room open. And how are you, Wiccan Blackheart? I see you in the cute little black cat you have next to your name. I have not seen that in the logo before. All right, Janice, you are here. Welcome, Janice.
Thank you, Daniel. Welcome, everybody.
And right before we enter the phone lines, I just want to remind everybody that Main Street Universe is a network of six shows. The one you're listening to this evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, the flagship show, the one that started it all, Main Street Universe. Myself, Associate Producer Janice, and Mr. Brett Hillman, who's on the road to Ohio but is attempting to call in. Then on Thursdays, we have tomorrow returning, I think, Queen Mother Imaku for her show Uat Daul, and prayers to her. Yeah, because her spiritual father had passed away, so she's been away for a little while. So, condolences and prayers to them. And she'll be back tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, our one daytime show. Then Friday evenings at midnight, we have Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour with Jesse Ann Nicholas George. She's the author of four books now, Activating Compassion and Activating Compassion, the workbook, as well as You, Me, Like Dreams and the accompanying workbook for that. And that one I predict great things for and that people will really enjoy because it's all about relationships and the energies involved in relationships. Because men and women, whether you're male or female, you have different levels.
They think differently.
Yes, and they have different levels of masculine and feminine energy. So hers is a little different than men on Mars, women from Venus. She's not playing it like that. She's like saying, like, me, I might be more masculine or feminine than that guy over there, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So it's learning how to adjust to those things. So Don't take my word for it. Take hers. She's on every Friday at midnight, activating compassion in the midnight hour, Jesse Ann Nicholas George. Then on Sundays, we have at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Mr. Darren Bouquer calling in all the way from the magical city of
New Orleans, Louisiana, NOLA.
And Darren is a reader at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo in the magical city of New Orleans. 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Darren is a great reader, and I recommend to call him on his show. Our show sometimes does divination. Darren's is always a divination show. And that takes us to Monday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and that's Mr. Kevin Baird. Kevin has just released his new book. So we got all kinds of people writing books now. And Kevin is the creator of the Horizon Oracle, a series of Oracle cards that he himself created and reads from and has been for quite some time now. Kevin has written a companion book for his Horizon Oracle deck, and it's much more detailed than anything he's written about the topic before. So I definitely encourage you to check it out. Go to www.templeofgaia.com to check that out. So Kevin Baird, Walking on the Sidewalk, A Horizon Oracle's Journey is the name of his show on Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Then Tuesday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern, we have the master herbalist and lecturer on the psychology of healing, as well as issues of women's health, amongst many other things, and that is Miss Susan Weed, and she joins us for a 10 p.m. Eastern time show. Yes, and she likes to do hers in the form of how she wrote one of her books. One of her books was written in the form of from the position of the plants themselves, so kind of like in a poetry slam style, she sort of starts reading the qualities of a plant and what it does for humans and for healing and all those things, and she kind of puts them in story form sometimes and having it be from the plant or the roots perspective, if you know what I mean. So that's Green Magic, Green Medicine with your host, Ms. Susan Weed, Tuesday at 10 p.m. Then we have a couple floating shows that we'll announce later because we're trying to get them on the schedule. We have some people on the phone. The first one I saw was 412. I'm going to go ahead and take your call, and I will have Janice do the first reading this evening. And welcome everyone in the chat room. I see some of you now, Supernatural and Key and Wake Up. All right, 412, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi.
Welcome.
Hi.
My name's Keisha.
Hi, Keisha.
Hi. My question was, what did you see coming up for my love life?
Okay.
Love life. Okay.
Denise will take yours. Who, by the way, is also hostess of the World Reggae
World
Party.
Reggae.
Sorry, I forgot to mention your question.
Yeah.
You're on Radio Fairfax.
Yes. Ooh.
Okay. All right, she's kind of going through her cards now. You've chosen.
Okay.
We were sitting, yes, but there's the other one that's hiding back there.
Okay.
So.
And what is the deck you're reading from right now? She's shuffling now.
Mystic Dreamer.
The Mystic Dreamer deck.
Yeah.
Okay.
She is now cutting it into, I'm going to guess, four piles because she likes to do things in fours, right?
I like to do things in fours. Yes.
That's very earthy. Now there are four piles in front of her.
Yes. A, B, C, or D?
Pick from pile A, B, C, or D.
D.
She picked pile D, Janice.
D, okay. I love it. Ah.
Okay, we'll keep that in mind.
Okay. You want to? You can move that over here if you like. You know, move your whole thing there. We're in a very small music studio here, and we're cramped for room and table space. So we've kind of makeshift tarot tables here. All right, she picked from pile D. And now she's shuffling pile D.
Okay. Oh, you have the Five of Wands already from...
Yeah.
Five of Wands from the Dragon.
Your card fell out of a deck, and we're just... We go with that usually.
Okay.
So we're going to consider that card in the reading, but first she's going to make a normal draw as she normally would.
Okay. Having a rough time?
Somewhat.
Yeah. And a rough love life, actually. Let me tell you the cards that I see. The Chariot, which I like. It's one of my favorite cards. The Devil.
Mm-hmm.
Four of Pentacles. And the Nine of Swords. So just right off the bat, you have two potential bad cards. Now, the Nine of Swords is reversed, so it's not as terrible as it could be. But what I see, and you could say yes or no, you have a relationship with a man, even though this devil is female, with a man who is either married or somehow not engaged with you, as in maybe he'll call you up and suggest a date, then sleep over, but he doesn't have any emotional ties to you. Sort of like a booty call, without being too graphic. And you want to have something better, because the Chariot is here. That's like always movement and follow through and being very precise. But the person that you're involved with is none of those things. The person that you're involved with is emotionally restricted, can be cruel at times, but a person not in your best interest.
Okay. I'm not involved with him at all.
You're not involved with him at all?
No. I moved from him.
Okay.
And he found out where I live, and he sabotages my life. But I think he's still engaged with his kid's mother.
Okay.
So I don't know what they have going on. I'm to the point, I don't care. I just don't want him sabotaging my life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't deal with him at all. I left him over a year ago. But somehow he's still involved in my life because he puts himself there.
Mm. Okay. And how does he put himself in your life? Because I'm having judgment. I just pulled up a couple other cards. The Ace of Cups, and that's reversed. That's usually the card that you want to have if you want to be in a loving relationship. But this is reversed, and what I mean by reversed, it's upside down, so it has the opposite effect that it would normally have. And judgment is also reversed or upside down. So this person, this man, still wants to play the shots and still wants to have some kind of control over you.
I don't understand it.
Excuse me?
I said, and I don't understand why he still wants this control. It's sick.
He has a hidden agenda.
Right.
Do you have children with this kid?
So what's his hidden agenda? I don't understand it.
Now, what his agenda is, I'm not... Okay. I got the Four of Swords, which is usually what's asking you if you're sick to rest, if you're tired to also rest. Well, let me just ask the question. Is there any type of drugs or alcohol involved with this relationship?
Like, you know, from time to time I drink. I don't know what he's doing.
Okay. Okay.
Were you constantly sick with this man, as in physically sick?
I was just sick more mentally because he got on my nerves so bad. He's the type of guy that would come and pull up in the middle of your... I'm going to give you the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth. I might have been drinking that night. I might have went to bed and have a lovely night of me having a couple drinks. He's the type of pull up in front of your house in the middle of that and beep 60 times out of your sleep. He's like, oh, my God, who's that? Like, you know, and, you know, that's tiresome. That's stupid, you know?
Yeah.
I don't do that. Like, don't do that. You don't do that. My neighbors, people hear that. They think you're a psychopath.
Yeah, your people would hear that, especially with your neighbors.
He wants
to have the other woman, and he wants to have you. He can't make up his mind about, really can't make up his mind about how he's going to go. But he doesn't want to leave you completely alone. He wants to have that kind of Svengali, if you know what a Svengali is. You know what a Svengali is?
No, I don't.
Okay. It's a very controlling man that wants to ignite his interest with your interest. And what I mean by that, he's always thinking about how he's going to get you back. It's very revenge-oriented.
Yes, yes,
ego-oriented. Yeah, ego-oriented. So,
not genuine concern for you.
No,
genuine. Like, on this table right now, like some of the worst.
No concern about you.
Devil.
Not pleasant cards. And this is not a pleasant man to still be associated with. So,
I don't associate with him. This is almost like a stalker situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, he finds his way to intervene with my friends, my family, everything.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. But the thing is, he don't know if he want me or if his kid's mother. So why would you destroy somebody's life like that?
Because he's doing it as a goal of his. When I had said that he wants to have both of you, and you know, mentally and physically, he can't have both of you. So
You're good.
Mentally and physically, he can't have both of you. So he has to make a choice. It's the Two of Pentacles reverse. He has to make a choice. But for your personal safety, justice, that's one of the better cards.
You might say that. You might
have to get a restraining.
Sometimes justice.
Yes. A restraining order against him. And make sure that you're not alone with him, because he's definitely has some devious plans, because the moon is here and this almost full moon.
He has gotten me robbed before. He had somebody jump on my bushes and rob me. This is why I left him.
Okay.
Man.
Okay. So you have protection in the house?
Yeah. I'm not worried. And he knows that. That's why he doesn't go that far with that.
Okay.
But the thing is, like,
good that he knows.
Just my everyday lifestyle. He's probably hacking this phone call. You know what I'm saying? He probably knows about this phone. He knows. I had this man go in my DirecTV account and change passwords and stuff.
Wow.
So I don't know. He's sick, honey. I don't understand it. It's not a booty call. I would never touch him again. You know, I'm mad I even went there.
Okay.
There's a lot of negative cards on the table. Even with their association. And then Two of Pentacles, which can be working with others, and it's reverse. He's doing it in the worst possible way.
In the worst way. He's using people I grew up with, people that are my friends, and he's pulling them in it. I don't know if he's telling them, like, it's for good intentions, but they're not smart enough to see that what he's really doing. Or they don't care. They're in it for their own purpose. Because he offers money. He'll get them money and everything to sabotage me. The question is, when will he leave it alone? Do you see him leaving it alone? Just leave me alone.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go and take
some more cards here.
Well, that's better, too.
connection.
7 minutes.
But it was still coming up like I was still with him. So that means that he hasn't left it alone.
No, he's not. He hasn't left it alone at all. I draw up the Seven of Pentacles. Okay. It's not going to be anytime soon. Because he likes playing this game. He's enjoying this,
yeah.
If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, he gets a kick out of this. He thinks it's funny to get me upset and have me cuss everybody out. And go off the deep end. Like, it's funny to him. I've had people where I've come home and he had them parked in my parking space. It's sick. It's sick. Kicking over garbage cans. Keying cars. It's sick. He's gone.
Yeah. I don't see
anything.
So it's
not going in no time soon.
I don't see anything changing for 7 months, to be honest.
Wow.
Unless you, is there a man in your life now?
I just had one, but he did something crazy, too. Not to me, to somebody else, so I don't know where that's going. Like, I just backed off because I don't need all that chaos around me. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
yeah.
I have men. I always have men. But then you don't want to bring another friend, I mean, a friend or a person into that crazy situation either because somebody might end up getting hurt.
Because,
you know, men don't play that type of craziness.
No, men don't play that type of craziness. And
it'll turn them away quick.
Or make them very defensive.
Or the other way around. They might get themselves in trouble.
Okay.
Exactly. And I don't want to mess up nobody's life or my problem.
Yes. Have you spent
so
any time alone?
I keep men out of it because I feel like that's a domestic, and you keep ruling men out of domestics. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah, I know what you're saying. So you said you always have men. Have you spent any time by yourself?
Yeah, I've come to the point in my life that I enjoy time to myself because you can think clear. I like men too.
Let's keep thinking about that. I'm not saying forever because I know I don't want to be alone, and especially you know after the 7 years of this relationship, but. The Empress could be taken one of two ways. It could be taken that you're pregnant now or you're pregnant with possibilities or it's time for you to live your life alone for a short period of time, like 6 months to a year. But you need to be alone so you can, first of all, enjoy your own company because you can't really be with somebody else if you don't enjoy your own company. And second, to get all the garbage that this person has been giving to you inadvertently as well as overtly, and to psychically...
I don't even know how to get him to leave me alone. I can remove the garbage.
Well,
but then it's going to come back because he's not done.
Yes. Well, no, he's definitely... And I don't see him stopping anytime soon. He would probably stop if he knew there was a threat, as in another man.
Or justice.
Oh yes, if you send him to jail or something.
Don't want to get the law involved. That person,
yes.
Because then people
it's
can
probably
make
more
it
to justice
you
than anything.
And all that. I understand that whole mess.
Don't try to sabotage the other guy too. Like, you know, the last guy was where he kind of had a rough time, and I know it was because of him. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to mess up other people's lives.
I got
with
you.
I got you. I got you. Yes.
Maybe it's time to, I'm going to say something a little controversial, but it could be time to appeal to other forces for help in this matter that are maybe outside of the realm of earthly and maybe into the metaphysical. And I don't necessarily mean anything. I'm not suggesting a curse. What I mean is maybe like a protection, maybe some sort of a protection spell or blessing. I don't know what your practices are or what you would be willing to engage in, but I'm getting this powerful feeling that maybe other worldly forces might be
able to help better.
Yeah, because I can't even get a restraining order on him because he's having other people harass me. He'll pay somebody to come do it.
I've seen that situation.
Yes.
Where an innocent girl was locked up for a while because she called about her dog, and he had an order put on her first really fast before she put one on him. She called him about
right.
it, and she got locked up for the weekend.
Not good.
Yeah,
right.
So.
Yeah,
so
I think that's
that
a very
world.
Good suggestion. But like Daniel just said, we don't know what your spiritual practice
what you're
are
comfortable with,
or what you're comfortable with, and you would have to be very comfortable with it.
I would find...
Well, I used to do like little burning sages and stuff like that, but I don't...
Okay.
It'll clear it out for a while. This dude, I don't know. He's. I need prayer.
Find,
I need everything for him.
I would find an experienced practitioner. In fact, our Sunday night host could extremely help you with this.
Oh, Darren,
because
prepare,
Darren
yes.
Darren lives in
yes.
New Orleans,
okay.
and there's lots of voodoo priestesses and all sorts of people down there and metaphysical practitioners that are extremely experienced, and some may do it for free, some may charge a fee, whatever it is you have, it exists on all levels.
It's worth the money. It's worth the money. He don't want me to have nothing. He don't want me to have no money. He don't want me to have a car. He don't want me to have nothing.
I'm recommending a protection. I think if you called Darren, my friend Darren, on Sundays, our Sunday show
okay.
at 7, he's great for that kind of stuff. He knows practitioners. He may be able to do it or help you himself.
Yeah.
He's very experienced, and he's been trained in Savannah, Georgia, in many different traditions, including some Afro-Caribbean and everything else, and as well as, English and lots of different things. So I
Thank
would recommend
you
look right. around yourself, and like I said, if you happen to be available, call Darren on Sunday, or even I'll make a note of it. And
okay.
Yeah.
And send us a – do you know attached to Main Street Universe, there's a message section where you can send me a message. And if you just send
okay.
me, like – an email or something like that, and then maybe I'll just as a reminder, and I get it
mm-hmm.
in my inbox, and then I'll talk to Darren about it and
yeah.
see what he says, because I think you need, these cards were showing up so hopeless.
Oh, yes.
And bad.
Yes.
I'm not like a big
stream of them.
I'm a good person.
And not moving.
I'm
yes.
a good person. It's him.
Yes.
And basically, and they were all bad.
Get him away from even just your aura.
Yeah,
you need to actually get him
away from
everything.
And I'm recommending you appeal to other worldly forces, even if that's just praying to God, whatever it is. I'm saying protection, and maybe getting an experienced practitioner
yes.
to help.
You
help.
Don't see him trying to hurt me or nothing, do y'all, physically?
There was just a lot of negative cards. That's what I can say. And the devil with the Ten of Pentacles reversed, with blocking you in the emotional sense, which is the Ace of Cups reversed. It's like he wants to control every aspect of you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. That means he's on a prowl 24/7.
There's immaturity here. It's another. It's an Ace. It's a
Ace of Pentacles, which if it was a situation with money, it would be very good. But when it comes with love, a very immature person, person that has an unsteady life of his own. And instead of going to get the emotional help he needs, he keeps doing these little childish games.
I'm going to try this new thing. I'm going to try this new control thing.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm getting.
Yeah,
this.
And he's probably doing it to the other girl. That's what the other, his baby's mom don't want nothing to do with him either.
Mm.
Well, again,
he's
you have my recommendation. I think it's time to appeal to otherworldly forces to helping maybe get a protection and cleansing and all these sort of things.
Yes.
And
okay. Y'all, thank you so much, because this is stressing me out.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, what I would do in the meantime, for you to do a spiritual bath, and a very simple spiritual bath to do is to get the three salts, which is kosher salt, iodized salt, and sea salt. Put them together. Get a tub of really hot water, because you want the salts to dissolve together. And maybe about a fourth cup of each, pour it into the water, bless the water. You could do either the Lord's Prayer, or if you're Catholic, the Mother Mary one or something to that effect, something that's a little bit longer than you know, one verse or whatever. Put yourself into this bath water, immerse yourself, and stay there as long as you can, at least 15, 20 minutes, and keep saying this prayer as you're taking this spiritual bath. Because once your aura is clean, because he knows he's upsetting you, and he knows that you're thinking about him, and you want to actually start to neutralize this thinking.
And he's getting a kick out of this. This is
and sick. He's getting a kick out of it. So you could start with that. It's a very simple spiritual bath that doesn't need to have a whole lot of ritual or a whole lot of words attached to it.
Okay. So this guy really needs help.
Yes, I agree.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Thank you guys so much. And you said sea salt and iodine salt.
Kosher salt, which you can get at a health food store I hate to say it this way, a Jewish deli. Iodized salt, that's like morning salt. You can get that at any supermarket. And sea salt, you can get that mostly at supermarkets now or someplace like
Trader Joe's
or Whole Foods, place like that. Make sure you have a fourth cup of each, so it would be a level amount, and mix the three together and put it in your bath water.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you guys so much.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. You have a good weaving.
A message as well to Main Street Universe.
Main Street Universe.
Your Blog Talk Radio ID, whatever that is, if you have one, if you're comfortable with that. And maybe call Darren's show on Sunday, because Darren is very experienced. He knows a ton of practitioners he could even maybe recommend, or he himself even. So anyway, thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much, you guys. You're very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, and best of luck and best
of
intention with that.
Okay.
All right. Okay, and now we have 860. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are
Welcome
you?
To the universe. That was a little bit of Trump trauma in that last call. that was...
My
love to help her. Good.
Yeah. It was Darren, I think, was great for those kind of situations. I hope she does call him on Sunday, because he's really good. And being in that environment, he's in New Orleans, he's right in New Orleans, around so many spiritual people there, that can maybe help bend a little bit, as they say.
I would call upon the Blessed Arcturians, too, because they're very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so,
did you have a specific question?
Yeah, I guess just want to know what's coming up.
Okay. By the way, the show is an hour this evening. I saw it was scheduled an hour and a half, but normally our show is an hour, just for those listening. And I'm shuffling now. Tell me when to stop shuffling. Okay. Whoop. A card just fell out. Oh, whoop. Hold on. All right. Straight away, I'm just throwing these four down. Bam. Because they fell out, and that's the ones we'll go with. It's like the universe is throwing them at you. The first card is the Rituals card, and it's one of those, not all of them in this deck are like that, but this is one that kind of is what it sounds like. And this is saying to take, I'm getting straight away from this, for you to take some time for yourself, like a little bit of get into your own space and centered and all of that. Some readings are about, or some cards are about action and all of this. This is a form of action, one that I need to do. I've been running around like crazy this last week. and get into your rituals, whatever they are, whether it's meditating or painting or playing your musical instrument. And here's why. I'm getting it from the hiding card. And when it's in reverse, to me that's, and you can see the picture there, Janice, and there's someone around you that's maybe or has been. I'm getting a vibe that maybe you've helped people and maybe some of them don't necessarily deserve that help. Like this is that shaky,
yeah.
Irresponsible, I don't want to say irresponsible, but some people have bad habits maybe, whether that be drugs or alcohol or too much of it, of course. But, and this is saying for you to think of yourself, because this other person, whatever they're doing or has in the past, this could be in the recent past.
It's in the past, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, you know how sometimes you enable that buddy and it's just like, well...
And he doesn't get the hint.
Yeah, and they're not really hiding anything from you, but they might think they are. I kind of get it like that. And again, it's just clearing excess old debris, which is the next card, quite literally the debris card. It's actually a little deeper than that, but in this meaning, for this where it's placed, that's what I'm taking that to be, kind of almost a passive card here, because this is the one that's jumping out at me. And it's some time to center and really start doing some planning. And when it's the rituals card up top, that means maybe looking inward, like thinking, what is it that I really want to do for the next step? To literally start planning out the rest of your life while thinking of you when you're doing it and not always someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And I can ask maybe a little bit what that may entail in the next two cards, perhaps. So I'll just pull them right off the top.
Okay,
this is kind of a quirky, because this card, I'm actually reading from an Oracle deck, by the way. It's different than the Tarot, but, mm-hmm. and it's actually called the Horizon Oracle. And it's called the Intentions card. It's upside down, and it's somebody swatting with the best of intentions at, they think it's a piñata, but it's like a chandelier. However, it's reversed. So that's telling me that someone else around you is really well-intended. Maybe they haven't quite gotten it together, but this person isn't this hiding person up here. At least I'm not exactly getting that. I'm getting it. This could be someone new.
I think that might have been the old person.
Okay.
Okay.
So then it's again. So, yeah, you're right. The card after that, I should have looked at the card after that, and it makes sense because
yeah.
It's called the tracks card, and it means laying down tracks, and you might want to make sure you.
Yeah.
So, let's go back to the one that's really jumping out at me, the two that jumped out at me as far as in the finality of it. The hiding one jumped out at me as far as, okay, this was part of the problem or the issue.
Yeah.
The two that jumped
yeah.
out at me, though, are these two, the rituals and the planning one, and clearing out of past debris that you don't really need and laying down the tracks once you
mm-hmm.
get that planning. And I think it's internal. It's not something I can tell you. It's like you're looking into what you think your next step is, whether that be love or something interesting you want to do, maybe something artistic or something. It could be.
I think
something.
It's more spiritual with me because
like a vision quest?
Really evolved spiritually.
Something like traveling is coming.
Like a journey. Because
like, yeah.
the tracks can also mean a journey and laying down the foundations for that journey, laying down the tracks, literally.
Okay.
So a spiritual search, and that's what this is like. Rituals, great for that. Even debris, great for that. Planning, it's like,
mm-hmm.
okay, what is my next step in this? And how does it involve me? Because sometimes it's...
That's what I've been trying to figure out. It's so funny that you're bringing that up. That's what I've been trying to figure out. What I know that there is a path here, but I don't know what it is. It's mysterious.
Well, of course, as they say, we walk our own, but of course you can always find inspiration from others.
Yeah.
And I'll draw a card and see if it leads to a clue as to, and this time I'll involve your energy. So you're saying, what is it? What is it? I'm shuffling. Tell me when to stop shuffling. Shuffling.
Stop shuffling. Tell them when to stop.
Oh, stop.
Oh, okay, she didn't hear me. Okay, that's fine. Anyway, there we are. I'm going to divide it now. Da-da-da. It's telling me that soon someone else will inspire you to a new discovery. That's about as clear as it's getting, because this is... jump where it means
And it'll happen fairly soon. The jump card is the world below you is cracking, and you'd better jump off one way or the next or get swallowed in the crack. So someone else is going through a situation like that, and their action, like it could be as simple as this. Like say you're just watching something on YouTube, or say you're just
or TV
or blog talk radio, and all of a sudden it's like, bam, it'll hit you. Like I'm saying, maybe within, because the timing for this deck is the numbers have a part to play in it, maybe within about as early as 3 weeks to 3 months. Like you'll just be sitting there, maybe I'm thinking earlier than that, and then you'll make that new discovery. You'll go, oh, look at this. I can get involved in this. And for some reason, I think it has something to do with healing. Does that interest you in some way? I'm getting this healing thing.
Yeah, healing interests me, and communicating with spirit interests me, and energetics, you know, energetically connecting.
I
do it from time to time. And so I'm trying to do it more often. I'm finding that they kind of have to come to me. I can't really request it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Sure, I understand that.
Right.
I'm saying keep your eyes definitely open. In someone's inspired action, someone's jumping from the little earthquake and picking a direction, you'll see it somewhere. Like you'll see it in person, or like I said, maybe even on a video or a movie or just someone, an interview or something. You'll see something in their inspired action. Like I said, it could be in person as well. Will lead you to this new discovery, and the beginnings of that could start, I'm saying, as soon as about 3 weeks, somewhere, to keep your eyes open to it. And it'll be like, oh, look at that. Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
So I see it coming up. I see it that way being cleared for you in a few weeks, or at least the beginnings of it, the inspiration of it.
Yeah, so it'll be a little bit more clear.
Yes, because the discoveries card is that. It's like a new discovery that's very helpful to the situation.
Okay. And I just recently became a grandmother, so can I get a card pulled for my grandchild? Granddaughter?
You want to do a tarot card for that?
Sure.
I thought I'd switch it up. It's okay. Pull a card.
Take one of these. I'm going to put the phone down for a minute.
Sometimes I like how I have it with the suits and everything, you know, about different energies and all that, which all that can be done with the Oracle, too. We're just kind of switching it up here and playing off different or using different decks. Darren hates it when I say playing.
Am I supposed to say stop?
A girl?
Yeah.
Well, it was actually technically, I thought it was technically reversed.
Oh, okay.
It was it was tough because it was she kind of put it down and it was sort of diagonal sideways like that. So, well, earthy, female.
Female, pinnacles.
Coins, yeah. It is the five, so.
This was a difficult pregnancy?
A little bit.
Okay.
There's a little bit of struggle.
Five of Pentacles usually dictates a struggle of some sort.
But if it's reversed, then at least that was releasing, you know, like the five, that card reversed is better than it is right side up.
Right side up usually indicates a loss, and I would have to ask if there was a miscarriage or something beforehand.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So,
a future one now, I guess.
Well, let me take another car actually.
Yeah, that's okay. Oops. Oh,
I dropped it on the floor. Okay. 20-minute cup.
And
Okay, and that's the equivalent of, is that like a page in that deck?
Like a page.
Okay,
yeah.
So, well, Page of Cups, so, yeah, that's, again, that definitely shows youth and emotion, and there could be some issues, maybe some emotional issues with the child,
with
but
the
child. That's kind of common. You know,
yeah.
I'm not saying, like, really dreadful.
It's a fire of water sign. You know, fire and water don't mix, but in this particular card, it's dominating of somebody who's non-focused, but this is a baby. So a baby would take a long time
yeah,
to focus.
Yeah.
But like I asked previously, if it was a difficult pregnancy, there might be some slow learning pursuits.
Mm-hmm.
And that this baby is mentally retarded or autistic or anything. But she's going to grow at a slower pace than, let's say, other babies. Now, this doesn't mean that she's going to be handicapped or anything like that, but the parents would have to actually make sure that they give this baby extra care and extra love. So any of the birth defects, and I'm not saying that there are any, but if any would develop, that they will be released and the baby will be well. But it's a slow growing process with this baby.
Yeah. But she's only 3 weeks old.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're all figured out by then. Well, I think you're talking about birth.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, which I was like that. As a kid, I had some vision problems,
yeah,
and that caused some...
Yes, that was a slow.
I had cross-eyed and a lazy eye all at once. I don't know how that happens, but... I had some issues. I was hyperactive. That
would never thought that. No.
That affected my learning as well.
Yeah.
So there may be some struggles, but
they also say that, like, how do you put it? Like the new children that are coming in don't speak as quickly as at the same rate. So they might not speak until they're 3 years old.
Right.
I read a little bit about that.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, they're diagnosis-delayed children, which some of them are going to go further down the path and not relate as well, but some of them will only have this delayed diagnosis for a very short time, and they can progress
right.
To normal children. That's why I said that as long as this baby girl is taken care of and is loved and is given the right type of tests and with the right type of medical expertise,
mm-hmm.
I feel that she will be fine.
Yeah. Okay.
There may be, I pulled a couple cards from the Horizon Oracle. I saw a little bit of struggles, too, in the cards that I picked. However, these two that kind of clear a little bit here as the skies clear, eventually she'll start. Now, this is a reading for someone extremely young, so there's a lot that can change. So I'm just going to talk about a tendency. The one card that's jumping out at me more than any of the other ones is a possible future tendency. And, of course, a lot of events can change that between now and then.
Yeah.
A propensity maybe for the stage because it's the recognition card. So that this child may, you know, decide they want to, whether they're good at it or not, I don't know.
Theatrical.
But maybe theatrical or a singer. This card is literally someone up being recognized by people and standing on a little stump or stage. So that could be something interesting. And, of course, a lot of people interested in those things do come with a bunch of problems.
Yeah.
I'm a musician myself,
yeah.
So I know exactly how that is. So she may develop a propensity for... or have a natural propensity for, you know, I'm on the stage, look at me, I'm singing, I'm theatrical.
Definitely,
oh, okay.
Look at me. No, I mean with the tennis stage, look at me.
Yeah, exactly.
Look
so we've had two
me.
Similar cards. So,
no.
Of course, I guess any kid would say that, but.
So you think
yes,
entertainer of some kind.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. some drive. I mean, a lot of people have a desire to do those things, but they don't always drive and pursue them.
Yeah.
Some of them will just, they'll just keep, I know a guy, he's a brilliant piano player, and every once in a while he has a day job, but he just is always trying to keep his, you know, doing plays and theater and finding piano bar gigs or whatever he can to keep doing music for a living. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then. Well, thank you very much for calling.
Yeah. Well,
remember,
I'll get back into my rituals.
Yes. And remember, keeping your eyes open both around you and in media or whatever to be inspired by something within the next 3 weeks that I think will help to clarify your path a little bit.
Okay. Yay. Thank you.
It, you know. All right.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks. Thank you both.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you much.
Have a good night.
All right. Have a great evening. Have a good night. All right. Friendly caller. And we have, folks, about 10 minutes left here. Can we do a very quick reading for somebody? Wow, somebody's been on the phone 53 minutes. I guess I owe it to them.
Just have that person.
Okay. You're on the air 111.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, they hung up.
Oh.
Okay, 47. Oh, there they are again. Hello, you're on the air 111.
Oh, it's a lot of
work. Hello? Hello, how are you?
Hello?
Yes,
good.
We're here.
Can
you hear us?
Yes. Could you hear me?
Yes. We.
Have you had somebody with your phone number?
Anyway, we have about 8 minutes left. Did you have a question?
Yes, I was wondering if you see anybody coming into my love life, any, you know, prospective men coming in yet for the holiday season?
Here we go. Two cards I had earlier. Yes, possibly. I'm seeing someone from the past. Again, this bad person from the past thing's been coming up all night.
Yeah.
And I don't always just say that. A lot of readers will say, you've been cursed from the past. I'm not playing that game. I'm just saying what cards. This is more about people that have maybe with habits, behaviors from the past. But somebody new coming along who is interested in something you might be interested, maybe even spiritually, is the Rituals card in reverse. And I've gotten some of the same. You saw me shuffle, didn't you?
Yeah.
And anyway, this person is getting rid of some of their own past stuff, some of their own debris. But you can start. I'm saying if you really keep your eyes open and look, possibly within the next 9 weeks,
mm-hmm.
And someone that may be interested, it's the Rituals reverse, so they inspire you in some way with something they do or something that they're into or maybe something that they just enjoy. Like you might have a similar hobby or a similar thing that relaxes you or puts you in a certain place. But they're still
very
clearing some stuff out,
man.
Too.
Very educated, man.
No, because when you said somebody educated?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That's really good, because when you said, like, that other caller, no, I don't go out with people, like, with bad habits and psychos, no. I just, the only problem I had was with, you know, men that, you know, I felt like I was treated like floppy seconds. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
Like, in other words, I feel like they'd be looking at other women, you know, all the time, you know, not making me feel like
That's what the habit be. The habit doesn't have to be. The hiding card of reverse and the bad habits doesn't have to be like, you know, heroin or something. That habit can be, well, it might be a player.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's physical, just like the devil in the tarot would be, okay, this person's into their physicalness and into their ego and into all those sort of things. But I am seeing something productive and even kind of like nice, educated, maybe even spiritually similar things coming around in about 9 weeks. But it involves you getting out there and looking. It won't happen if you're...
Oh, yeah. So it's not going to happen if you're sitting at home watching TV. You have to go out there
I go to sporting events, so I'm hoping maybe something happens there.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yes.
But you said
so when you go out, are you looking like a girl or are you looking like a guy? Because that makes a big difference, too.
Oh, no. I go looking at a girl. I go to a classy venue like tennis tournaments.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. And I kind of screen it like I would say to a guy, who's your favorite tennis player? And if they say Anna Kournikova, she hasn't played a tournament in years, you know, that's how you know what I mean, if they have to say like Serena Williams or, you know,
right,
somebody, or John McEnroe, that's what you know what I mean, I want a man that's interested in John McEnroe, you know, that kind of thing, rather than somebody that hasn't been on the circuit. you that's what I'm basically trying to say, that a guy isn't like, You know what I mean.
It's
like me saying I'm going to go out looking for Brad Pitt, and I don't even like Brad Pitt.
Right. But hear me out. Again, the rituals in reverse, a thing you like is you like to watch tennis, which can be almost kind of mesmerizing. And it said you'll meet this person, you'll have similar interests. And I'm saying within about 9 weeks or so, if you're really out there doing it and looking and keeping your mind, you know, sharp and your eyes open,
It was just scary because you said before somebody's coming from my past.
No.
We didn't say anything about past.
We were saying past people that didn't have the best habits. And you said, well, you had people that were treating you like sloppy seconds. So we were saying that was part of the bad.
Oh, yeah, because that girl, I would never
like
put, you know, I would never put anything with that. I don't, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying, that's the bottom of the barrel.
It's not saying that that's what to look forward to. To look forward to was someone who's into similar rituals, who is, according to Janice's card, fairly intelligent and someone that's good to build things with, King of Wands. That sounds pretty solid.
Yeah.
So you might begin to meet this person in around nine weeks, maybe a little bit after that.
That's what month is that? I can't even think at this moment.
It's 3 months from now. So somewhere in the winter,
okay,
around the winter time.
Oh,
even more know,
yeah, that makes, wow. No, that's good. I'm glad about that because, you know, you understand, I waited a long time.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't going to put up with anything. That's why I screen it right away. Who's your favorite tennis player? It's like, if you ever watch The Millionaire Matchmaker, Patty says, who's your celebrity type? Who do you like? You know what
right.
I mean?
I understand that.
All
right, well,
I
we do have to get going here. Thank you so much for calling, and call us back and let us know how it goes. We like people to keep
Thanks for your insight. I really appreciate it, and have a great night. Thank you so much.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Good luck with that. And everyone, our hour is up. I want to thank everybody that was in the chat room, even though I kept losing the chat room, so I couldn't see you all the time. Thanks to all our callers. Oh, we didn't get to you, but remember, we have other readers on the network. We have Darren Bouquet on Sundays at 7. We have Kevin Baird Monday at 9. And sometimes we do open the phone lines and do readings here. So thank you all for calling, and have a great evening.
Yes, thank you all for calling.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.